Father God, in Jesus Christ, this is the day that you have made. I am rejoicing. I am glad they're in it. Father, this day is holy unto you. We have no need to fear nor be dismayed. Father, I decree and declare blessings upon every person under the sound of my voice. Father, you see what we stand in the need of. You see what we have to face today. But God, I thank you that the greater one, God, Holy Spirit, lives, moves, and breathes in us. So Father, we thank you in advance for the victory on our jobs, the victory in our marriages, the victory in our children, the victory in our homes, the victory in our bodies, the victory in our finances. Father, we believe you for the impossible things to happen in our lives. What is impossible to man, God, it is possible to you. So we give you, oh God, God, those critical cases. Father, we give you, oh God, those hard things. God, we give it all to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that we can trust and stand upon your word, that no good thing you withhold from us, because we walk upright before you. We don't dot every I, no cross every T. But God, we thank you that we're saturated in your grace and your mercy. And we give you glory for being faithful to your word. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, that Jesus said in John 10:10, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So Father, we thank you for the abundance right now in the name of Jesus, the abundance of good health. Father, we thank you for the abundance of happiness. We thank you for the abundance of joy. We thank you for the abundance of peace. We thank you for the abundance of strength. We thank you for abundance of supply. We thank you for your abundance of increase of finances. We thank you in the name of Jesus, for your word told us, oh God, God, to owe no man nothing but to love him. So Father, we thank you. We reach into the unseen realms and we snatch back financial miracles. We snatch out of the heaven's realm. We snatch back in the name of Jesus everything that we stand in need of. For your word says in Ephesians 1:3, you already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So Father, we snatch it down by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything we need, we snatch it by faith in the name of Jesus. We lift up the sick and the shut in. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ for your healing anointing that's flowing through Mother Razor, your healing anointing that's flowing through Mother Lincoln, your healing anointing that's flowing through Douglas Rogers. Father, yo, thank you right now, for you are the healer. God, we stand upon your word. Isaiah 53:5, by his stripes we are healed. So I call Jairus healed. I call Kayla healed. I call Josiah healed. I call Glenda healed. I call the saints of the Most High God healed, delivered, and set free. So Father, we thank you. We glorify you. Father, I lift up before you in the name of Jesus the seed of the righteous as they move throughout this earth. Father, you saturate them with your grace. Saturate them with your mercy in the name of Jesus. Uncover the blinded minds. Let them experience the realness of your love. Let them experience the realness of who Jesus Christ is. Save, deliver, and set free. I call you back at your word. You said over in Proverbs 11, down to verses 25 and 26, the seed of the righteous you will deliver. So Father, deliver right now. Let them know you as a deliverer. Let them know you as a way maker. Let them know you as a redeemer. Let them know you as salvation, for your word says salvation is of the Lord. Father, we thank you right now that these are the last days. God, these are the last days. You said you will pour out of your spirit upon all flesh. Our sons and our daughters will prophesy. That means they will speak your word. That means that they are saved and sanctified, baptized in God, Holy Spirit, with a mighty burning fire for you. Father, we thank you for this day. God, tomorrow will take care of themselves. But we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for the last month in this particular quarter before we enter into a new season. But God, we thank you right right now. God, we will have just what we say in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. God, give us royal power. Oh, God, give us sovereignty. God, give us dominion power over all of our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we believe you for the impossible. Father, we just believe your word. We stand up on your promises. It doesn't matter what it looked like. It's not it is what it is. But God, it is what you said is. And it looked like we blessed. And it looked like your word is manifesting. Father, we thank you right now that your word will never return to you void, but it will accomplish that which you sent it out to do. It will prosper in that thing. Father, we thank you right now. Bless every intercessor. Father, as we go about our day today, encamp your angels, legions of angels, warring, fighting and battling angels round about us to war, fight, and battle for us in the seen and unseen realms. God, bless the children as they enter into school today. Every bus driver, encamp your battling angels round about the school property. Don't let no fires break out, no thieves break in. We bind every inkling of an evil spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak life over our children. We speak life in us. We speak life over our circumstances. We speak life on today. And Father, we thank you that this is the confidence that we have, that we know that when we pray your will, oh God, you hear us. God, we thank you for listening. Thank you that we are able to come boldly before your throne of grace to obtain mercy in our time of need. Father, we thank you right now. Oh God, we just glorify you, for you alone are worthy. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. And it is in Jesus Christ we pray. Amen and amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I invite you right now to come on into the prayer room. This is the early morning prayer. We can just invite you in right now. Yes, yes, yes. You, and you. Come on into the prayer room. I personally invite you into my prayer cave. Come on with holy hands lifted, with your mouth filled with praise, with worship in your spirit. Get ready to receive the blessing of the Lord through prayer in the name of Jesus. Prayer and fasting is still vital to the body of Christ. Come on, let's go into the prayer cave. As you start your day, I pray God's grandest blessings upon. I pray God's grandest blessings upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Safe travel to work, safe travel from work. Expect a miracle from God. Today is your day to receive your miracle. We ask you to follow us on Facebook, Life Changers Ministries, LCM, right there on Facebook. Visit us on our website, lolitajoneslive.com, LolitaJonesLive.com. You can also follow us right there on pray.com. Look for Life Changers Ministries. You will see us right there. Yes, yes, yes. Subscribe. Listen and subscribe to our podcast. Tell somebody about it. Tell someone about it. Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. Just know that we are praying for you. We're praying for the seed of the righteous. We're praying for ministries, all of the ministry leaders. We praying for all first ladies because they are in ministry right alongside of their spouses. We even praying for the first men. They're in ministry alongside of their wives. We thank God for you. Continue to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. God bless you.